So you hid a knife in the principal's office.
In the chair.
Knowing that you would get sent to the principal's office again. Yeah. And then, do you want to play with it while the principal was yelling at you?
No, they would leave me in the office. He would come in and I'd be in the principal's office. It was like, my elementary school didn't have a timeout. It was, they would send you to the principal's office.
That was like the detention.
It was sort of like, do you think that guy didn't mean to murder your dad? He just wanted to play with that knife every time they hung out?
Yeah.
Maybe. By the time I was in the first grade, I was already, first grade I was a good kid still. Mr. Boyce's class, I was a good kid still. I used to decorate her envelopes.
What does that mean?
Uh-huh, nice.
You know what it means.
Sick, dude. Yeah. I used to decorate her envelopes is an amazing double entendre.
Yeah, dude. You know what I did.
Or as you would pronounce it, double entendre.
I licked her stamps, if you know what I mean.
Double entendre.
Yeah. Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I'll be so happy.
Hey, oh God.
No. What up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. We were just gambling. Me and Zach were just gambling on the chances if they fucking got a hip-hop beat to come into on today's show, and I'm so fucking pumped. Woo! No, keep it on. Keep it on. I like it. Is that duty-free?
Yes.
That's not what I meant.
No, it's poop.
And it's also, we edited it to make it only 30 seconds.
Nice.
So it's true.
Because even though it is royalty free, we're still not paying them for it.
Right.
So you stole, that's what I do. I used to steal royalty free music, but it was like, you have to still have to pay like $20 or whatever. And then I would just like edit out their little like, this
song cannot be by a king or queen.
What's up, real ass dudes and dudettes? I'm wearing my real ass dude hat. I am Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar Zach D'Amico. I'm going to tickle his belly. What's up? I like your hair, dude.
Good Thank mood you. You're in.
I like your fucking hair. I'm in a great mood, dude. I'm fucking high on 2,000 milligrams of edibles at all times now.
2,000?
Dude, no, it's like 800.
It's crazy.
Woo!
You're how not smoking much anymore.
Edibles.
Oh, I'm smoking. But I like to be on edibles. It's a sillier version of me.
Yeah. It's just like the drinking version of you always used to be. But you were always a fun drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a fun, you're a fun, well, that's.
Yeah, but that had diminishing returns.
In what way?
Sad texting drunk Lewis would show up.
I was supposed to do a dry January thing and I did not. You want edible, Zachy?
No, I'm going to not partake today. Thank you, though.
I'm okay, thanks, pal.
I'm good, buddy. Thank you.
Right, fucking great, dude.
You're acting like a guy who got pussy today. Did you get pussy?
No. My girl told me, she's like, I'll give you a head before you leave the house today. And I was like, sick. And Dennis played video games the whole time. And then I had to leave. And I was like, fuck, I forgot to get head. She was like, you chose video games. I was like, I am a fag.
Dude, you live like a dictator.
Yeah. It was bad. It was really bad. She like literally, and she did not even. And I was like, no, babe, I can do it real quick right now. She's like, get the fuck away from me.
I'm on Zoom with my mom.
Interesting. Yeah. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. We have two incredible guests, as always. Big day today. You know I'm going to love him from his brand new special, comedy special, The Night at the Comedy Cellar. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Feeney is back on the show.
Congrats on the special, buddy.
Thanks,
and
pal.
From Appreciate Dad Meat and Little Stinkers, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Rainey is back on the show. It's a Mike day. Mike Squared.
Thank you for having me, boys.
Mike Squared here on the Real Ass Podcast. Shout out to everyone that's watching live on Gas Digital. The only way to watch live now, these live premieres, is to be subscribed to Gas Digital. So fucking thank you to everyone that is in the racist live chat right now. Also, what I'm doing on today's show, I'll tell you right now, for subscribers, because Skankfest Vegas 3 tickets are on sale today. The pre-sale party, the kickoff party, the discounted tickets, that's happening just today, 2 p.m. Eastern. You guys got to get the tickets. They always sell out in minutes. They're also, I know people will resell their tickets as Skankfest comes up. They're very, to get the pre-party tickets, they're very difficult. They're not, they're nobody's reselling their pre-party tickets. Very few people have those available. So you want to be there at 2 p.m. Eastern. Go to yokratom.com/Skankfest. Shout out to YoCreatom.
And you get more for less money.
More for less money. It's cheaper than the regular ticket, and you get an extra night of events. You get the kickoff party, and we're doing crazy shit at the kickoff party that we've never done before. But on today's show, we're also going to fucking give away tickets to a caller, to a live caller. That's fucking right, doggies.
All access pass, golden
all
ticket?
Access, not golden ticket, calm the fuck down. including the kickoff party, though. It'll be fucking...
How many golden tickets are available for the whole...
Don't be a fucking asshole.
No, I'm just saying, like, because I know you give them away sometimes on your Twitch stream and stuff, but I mean, like,
how many dicks does Blind Mike have to suck?
How many do you give away?
I think we printed 16 last year. 16 total were given out last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I read today?
What?
Because you talk about golden tickets. Did you know that Roald Dahl made Charlie black in the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and the publisher made the change him to white?
Hold on one second. Somebody's saying the website says 5 p.m. Eastern. No, it doesn't. Let me see. Don't fuck with me, doggy.
So Charlie was supposed to be...
So I never put the connection that Charlie's
the only...
It does
say 5 p.m. Hold on one second. God fucking damn it.
That's all right. We're good.
No, the countdown is for 5 p.m.
Oh, no.
Here, keep talking, guys.
Because everybody else bought a ton of Wonka bars, so they use their wealth. Charlie's the only one who legitimately won the contest the right way by getting lucky.
Mm. Right.
And in the first version of the book, he was a black kid and his whole family was black.
Wow.
And they changed it.
So instead of a golden ticket, he was supposed to get a golden chain.
Yeah. Right?
That's what it was.
Yeah. All right. I've got a golden tooth.
You got a golden tooth? Okay, Charlie.
Okay, we're good. All right, so yeah, it's this text says 2 p.m., but the countdown clock was wrong. So anyway, regardless, don't listen to me. Don't listen to the fucking countdown clock, cocksuckers. 2 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to give away some passes here in a little bit. Let's just get going. Let's do our plugs first. Get them out of the way. Randy, what you plugging on?
Check out Dad Meat with me and Tim Butterly, the funniest fucking guy in the world. Also, check out Little Snickers. It's a true crime, but not fat girl true crime. I promise you it's a lot of fun. Also, check out my latest book, On Perks. You can get that at onperks.com. And in a few months, I'll have a new book ready.
Shannon, do me a favor. Shannon, time out. Crackpot Whisper for 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
30-minute timeout. He's pissing me off. He's being negative right now when I'm trying to be fucking positive.
Yeah.
When it's fucking Skankfest pre-sale day. Got to be a fucking asshole, Crackpot. Now you can sit here and watch everyone else fucking. Chat. Is that a countdown clock? What is that? For Crackpot's timeout?
No, that's for our plugs.
Yeah, it's for the plugs.
Oh,
yes,
for the plugs.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm
you haven't been noticing that Jorge's been doing that.
I'm timing out Crackpot right now. Sit the fuck down, Crackpot. Think about what you said, you piece of shit. No, you eat a dick, you fucking cocksucker.
Wow.
Time him out, Shannon. Double down. 32 minutes.
And I need a new computer.
Yeah.
Piece of shit, fucking asshole, motherfucker. Did you fucking be negative when I'm in a positive mood? Did you plug?
No, I didn't even get close to it. We're still timing out. We're timing out. You're screaming and timing out.
Go, you got a minute. Go.
Governors.
You have like 10 seconds. We got to still do it.
Governors of Long Island, February 2nd and 3rd. Come out to that. Soul Joel's February 10th in Potsdam, PA. And The Riot in March 1st and 2nd in Houston, Texas. All dates, MikeFeeneyComedy.com. At I am Mike Feeney on social media. Check out the special.
Zach, go, go.
January 20th, Comedy Dojo in Morris Plains, New Jersey. February 10th, Waukesha, Wisconsin. February 11th, The Bits Nest in Chicago. Lewis.
Next weekend, I'll be in Key West, Florida with the great Scott Chaplin. It's going to be a fucking blast. Then I got Saratoga Springs, Poughkeepsie, Tampa, Des Moines, Iowa, Providence, Rhode Island. So many more dates coming up. I'm going all over the place. The Meaty Ogre Tour. Rides again. No, rides the first time. Either way, no, rides again. I was somewhere last weekend. It rides again next weekend, baby.
Continues
come out,
to ride.
Shut up. Come out to Key West. It's going to be a blast. LewisofSkanks.com for tickets. And this isn't plugs. I'm just going to let you know you should subscribe to Gas Digital. I already finished my plugs in the 2 minutes. But subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital, guys. Brand new apps, brand new website, brand new platform. You should know if you're watching this on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere else, we do an uncensored version of the show that premieres every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the Friday episode is exclusive for subscribers. The only way you get to watch that episode is if you subscribe. Use the promo code RAP. You also unlock over 1,000 other episodes that are not available anywhere else. Our archives are fucking incredible. We've been doing the show for over a decade, so go check them out and fucking... Yeah, the new Gas Digital, guys.
Who is the original people? Was it Scopo?
Me.
And was it...
it was me and Lewis. Then
Tinkle.
We added Scopo. Then we added Chris Tinkle.
Chris Tinkle.
Chris Tinkle. Yeah. Where's Chris Tinkle?
This is how bad Scopa was. We're going to add somebody with a speech impediment to the show because Scopa, we need to mix it up a little bit. Scopa was very dry.
We should do an episode where you get Tinkle and Scopa back and it's like the four horsemen.
I think we have done that.
It wasn't good.
People didn't listen.
Yeah, we remember real quick why we stopped doing that shit.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Now, what's your ideal speech impediment? A guy that can't pronounce R's, fat tongue?
I mean, I need a guy who can pronounce his R's, hard R's. Yeah. All right? If you can't pronounce your R's, you ain't a friend of mine. I'll tell you that much. All right.
My favorite is black guys that can't say D. I noticed, who's the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm? Black guy. J.B. Smoove.
Yeah.
He does White Claw vodka commercials, and he can't say vodka. He goes, vodka.
Vodka.
The way you say cow in Spanish.
My favorite speech impediment. I do like a Tourette's person. Is that a speech impediment? That's like a...
Yeah. I'd say
that's something different. Impediment. What are, Shannon, pull up speech impediments.
Stutter's tough.
A stutter as a comic is fucking,
no, not as a comic. I
as
mean,
a comic is awful. As a podcaster, no offense to Chris Tinkle. He's the fucking man, dude. And he did great on the show, all things considered. And he's a funny comic.
He doesn't have a stutter, does he?
Yeah, he has a stutter.
Chris Tinkle has a stutter?
Oh, does he? Oh, no. My God, dude. It was fucking...
No, I'm talking like the real... There's a, who's that other, that famous comic that has a stutter?
Drew Michael?
No,
not Drew Michael.
He's,
Drew something.
He's the
Drew
deaf
something.
One.
Drew something.
Yes. Drew something. He's that's got to be tough.
He fucking drew a fucking short straw in the world of comedy. Yeah.
And then also, what's his name? Jordan from the Kill Tony show. But he's like got a stutter, and he's retarded, and he's got Down syndrome, and he's got like was a crack baby. He had everything. What the fuck is his name? Why am I drawing a blank on his name right now? Such a nice Nathan Jordan. Nathan Jordan.
Nathan, I do wonder what if
Nathan. Who is it? Is it Nathan?
Drew
Jordan?
Lynch is the other one. You guys
shut up,
about.
Shannon. I'm thinking of a different person now.
But. If someone has a stutter, do you? Nathan. I wonder if someone who has a stutter,
Jared Nathan,
do you want us to just like kind of like
Rhythm
nod?
Nation.
Yeah, Rhythm Nation.
Off Rhythm Nation.
Do you want us to just like nod and let you work through it, or is it what's less offensive, the just like letting you kind of do
like
it
to be hit,
or the thing, yeah, or the thing of being like. If you're trying to go, I want to go to the put my gas in my and you're like car. Like, do you want is completing the sentence more offensive or just sitting there and letting you go? Come on, you got it.
I just get it from the context clues, like car. Let's fucking move on. I would just say let's go. I don't care. I want to be like you said. I got to either be really close to somebody.
I'm going to meeting. You're saying that.
Start honking at.
I either got to fucking be really close to somebody, like very very close friends, or I can't even acknowledge you. So if I'm your really close friends, I'd be like fucking retard. Say it right. You could just talk to them like you talk to any of your other friends. I don't have the patience to have to be mildly fucking polite to people with stutters.
Sure. Okay.
I feel bad. I mean, you meet a little kid with a stutter. That's fucking
terrible.
This poor little kid, dude. God damn.
And think about how ruthless kids are to other kids. Like,
yeah, of course.
Like how you just were saying you would be to your friend is how they all are to their not friend.
Yeah, they're just fucking mean as fuck. Was there any kids with stutters in school? I'm probably, they just didn't talk. They knew better. In the 80s and 90s, they were just like, all right, well, now I'm going to just pretend to be a mute.
I can't think of a single kid I went to school with that had a stutter. There were definitely like kids with like lisps and fat tongues and stuff, but I don't know about like...
Stutter is definitely a poor kid's disease.
A stutter. I don't know a rich stutterer.
I don't know, man. What do they do to correct it? It's just like speech lessons or something?
If they like the King's Speech.
They have the kids
you
eat
know?
Pussy just to work on their tongue strength.
Their jaw, yeah. I do think
was that a plot of
the King's Speech,
right?
Yeah.
He had a stutter.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good movie, I guess.
Sure,
I don't remember. It was a while ago.
I guess, Fina, you would like the King's Speech, you fucking fig.
You saw it too.
I didn't say I liked it.
Yes,
I
you did.
It.
You said no, I guess.
I said I guess.
And so did I. We agreed that we both probably thought it was good
it's
at the time.
I don't think either
movie.
Of you saw it.
You know what? He's right.
I definitely saw the trailer.
I started watching The Curse, which is pretty fucking solid.
What's that?
New show on it's Showtime, I believe. I'm watching it on Amazon Prime, though. You guys haven't watched it at all?
No.
Oh, pretty fucking solid. I guess the Safdie brothers are a thing.
Safdie?
Yeah,
they made Uncut Gems. And
yeah, it's them.
A million other things.
Yeah,
good time.
Does it give you
great...
anxiety when you watch it? Because that's all of their shit gives
every
you, like...
Every scene is, like, extremely awkward and cringy. Like, every interaction... It's the Nathan Fielder is the guy and Emma Stone is the chick. And
it's a retard all-star team, man.
Dude, they are. It is like legit. Like every scene makes you just like uncomfortable. Like, God damn it, dude. I don't want to be in the room. Like, but you keep on wanting to watch. My girl's like uncomfortable. I don't think she likes it. I think I'm making her like.
Well, the one Safdie brother in or Safdie when he was in that movie with the fucking Twilight guy. He was one of the all-time great movie retards.
In what
The Good
movie?
Time Brother.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
Oh, Good Times. Good, yeah, with Robert Pattinson. That movie was awesome.
It was a retarded
movie? Dude, that movie was fucking
It's one
awesome.
Of the Safdie brothers, like one of the directors.
He plays
guys.
A retard.
He plays a retarded kid, and nice. He fucking nails it, man.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I don't think they're doing anymore, right? How long ago was that?
Maybe like 10 years early ago, maybe. 2000s.
Yeah, that's a fucking thing that doesn't happen anymore, dude. Is nobody?
Yeah,
plays,
no, they get real ones.
They get real retards now.
They
it's a whole thing, dude.
Well, there was that guy that was.
But that
in
was
the
that
movie.
Was back in the day. Like you play a retard, you're set, dude. Leonardo DiCaprio. Who else
Sean
played
Penn.
A retard? Sean Penn played a retard. Who is my left foot?
Daniel
Day Lewis, dude.
Yeah.
Giovanni Ribisi.
I never saw Giovanni my left foot. Was it better retard?
He had palsy or some shit. They kept them in a wheelbarrow.
All of the tarred umbrella. I get very confused.
It's upside down.
But there was the guy that did that was in that movie with Shia LaBeouf that was like the wrestling one where he was actually Peanut Butter Falcon. That was a good movie.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Send It Subs for supporting today's show. We love Send It Subs. They make incredible supplements and products to keep you being the best you and to make you the best you. But I really want to talk about their incredible dippable pre-workout. These are just pre-workout dips. They energize the shit out of you, and it's a great way to get all the energy you need for a workout without all of the jitters or having to run to the bathroom.
Yep, they were founded from a fire base in Syria. Senda contains 8 pouches per tin, patriotically packed with 300 milligrams of caffeine per pouch. And the best part, no water means no bathroom runs, so you don't have to piss the whole time. And even though there's a soldier on the logo, Senda is for anyone that uses caffeine to accomplish their goals, including teachers, cops, firemen, shift workers, and any and all hardworking Americans.
All you got to do is go to senditsups.com. That's senditsupps.com and use the promo code REAL, REAL, for a special discount at checkout. Senditsups.com. Use that promo code REAL to let them know we sent you. All right, where were we? Yeah. Dude.
What started using real ones? The Ringer, probably, with Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, but that was also kind of like.
But they had some. They had ringers in it because they had the kid from Super Troopers was one of the retards, and he's not retarded.
Right, but they also like. I still didn't feel like it was a golden opportunity so much as it was being.
I
like,
don't know. They had lines.
We kind of probably need to have them in here just for you know
they
what
had
I mean.
Funny lines.
Dude, sure.
The craft services budget's got to be through the fucking roof. With real retards.
That was not. They just scrape paint chips off the wall and put them in a bowl.
Yeah, fruit by the yard with these motherfuckers.
There was also wasn't Juliette Lewis a retard in the movie?
Yeah, the other sister.
The other
sister.
Yeah,
retarded couple.
It was fucking
baby.
Awesome, dude. It's also not hard. It's like, I mean, we all did this, dude.
I don't know, man.
Remember, that was my trick. It was one of my favorite jokes in elementary school.
Okay.
It was like, dude, can you touch your pinky to your thumb? Good, do it.
Okay.
Now, can you bite? You wouldn't say it that way. You'd say, it's physically impossible to touch your left pinky to your left thumb and to bite your right shoulder. It's a retard.
I thought it was trying to touch your elbow.
I did that to a teacher.
Did you?
Yeah, no. It was great.
Though. I always remember if your hand was bigger than your face, you have cancer, and then they would always do that, and then you'd just smash their face.
I love it. I love a good bully joke.
Love a good...
My favorite category of... It's my style. I was influenced by bully jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like fucking... You're walking through the... Close your eyes. You're walking through the forest. Bam, you hit a tree, faggot.
I think you really... You improvised the end of that, but... That was the original joke, but...
What's the capital of Thailand? Bangkok?
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on, dude. Those are the best,
that.
Dude. Fucking
I do like Liz making the bully joke worse by having to add another.
You'd add a slur.
A slur.
You're walking through the woods. You hit a tree. There's a black ahead in front.
Padiddle, chink.
What was the first
you remember
part?
Remember Padiddle?
No, what's that?
You don't remember Padiddle?
Padiddle
is if you see, I think it was it. Was Jeep. That with one light out? If it was one light out, you'd have to say Padiddle. Otherwise, you have to get punched.
One light out?
Padiddle.
In like a
Isn't
car?
Play Padiddle? Yeah.
I mean, I remember Punch Buggy. That was a fun thing. I bet someone at Volkswagen came
Me
up with that marketing
Me and my poor friends would stand
plan.
On a street corner and play Padiddle.
Just to punch someone? We're off of Padiddle.
No, I'm on Padiddle.
It'll be fun to play
none
Punch
of us
Buggy
knew what
at a gay
was,
bar with guys
and we're
with
past
AIDS.
It. We're past it.
I'm bringing Padiddle back.
Not a single person. That was a Rockland thing.
Hey, guys, in the live chat, do you know what Padiddle is?
The Padiddle Rican Rattles thing.
Ah, shit. Let's see. Yeah, no. What you would do is you'd wait to see a car with one light out, and if it had one light out, you punch the other guy until they say pediddle.
Why?
But then we would play. Let's see. Go. Single headlight sighting. Yeah, motherfucker, pediddle.
Yeah, it says written by Louis J. Gomez in this Wikipedia entry.
Louis of skanks.com.
That was just made up by a guy who just wanted to sock his girlfriend in the car.
Yeah.
It's like, you never heard of pediddle, you dumb bitch?
Or you play corners in the elevator with your friends? You ever play corners?
No, what's that?
That's if there's five people in the elevator.
Yeah, someone gets to the corner.
Everyone gets to the corner. Whoever doesn't get to a corner, you punch.
Yeah, yeah. What was also that game, too, that was like...
The elevator was open up to like an old lady and just fucking teenagers just beating the shit out of each other.
You remember that game?
It was
game,
so
like,
fun, dude. Just aggression.
What was it? Like that handball, like Suicide, the handball game where it would be like...
Oh, pig.
Yeah, you just like, you have to run up to the... If you don't, you just
ASS.
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 Now we're censoring yourselves?
No.
You got to spell it out like a horse.
Yeah.
Now listen, I'm just saying we're all.
But nobody, we'd call it ASS when we were kids. Some people would call it ass, but yeah, you'd play it typically with a tennis ball or a blue handball. And the game was there'd be a wall, and we'd play this in elementary school in camp. Like this does not exist today. They don't allow you to beam fuck. And I couldn't throw, dude. I'm just a fat kid with a big wide body. And then I can't throw. I'm the I'm like a pawn on a chessboard for these guys. They loved playing this game with me, dude. I was the worst at ass. And the way it worked was you had to throw the ball at the wall, right?
Yep.
And
it had to bounce once.
Right? And then somebody else grabs it and then throws it.
But then
it
if you don't clamp, if you don't grab it clean and it drops.
Yeah, then you have to run to the wall and touch the wall before somebody pegs you. Now
there was always like
I think we called it peg.
There was always like one fucking like pitcher who would play, who would just like and would, you know, miss and bean it at the top of your head and be like, I didn't bother missing.
Oh, did you ever learn how to throw?
No, I still can't. Like we should play comedian ass. That's real ass pod. Dude,
you've been
real
playing
ass.
That for fucking
real
ass. Years.
Real ass pod. Dude, we're doing Shannon. We're doing an outing. It's gonna be the four of us. We're playing ass. Zach, you're going to lose. Yeah.
I'm not playing.
Yeah.
You're playing.
I've fallen for this for my entire childhood. I am not playing.
Zach, you'll love it. You'll get pegged.
Doggy, yeah. There was a reason. If you did something.
If you didn't, I thought it was if you didn't catch it clean. Like if you tried to catch it and it like bounced out of your hand, you had to run.
Yeah, you had to run and touch the wall. But there was another reason why you had to go on the wall and they had three clean throws. I don't remember the foul was.
Yeah, there was a foul where everybody got a shot at you.
There was a foul for sure. But if
you just
caught
get
it,
melt.
So if it doesn't bounce and you catch it, like somebody throws the wall and you catch it, then you get to throw it at that person
and they
have to touch the wall. Oh, it was awesome. It's a violently delightful game.
Well, also like,
but it's so like for like it's the worst game. I'm bad at running. You should see me run. It's just fucking like just such a slow plodding fucking.
Yeah, you could feel it in the ground.
Yeah, it's bad, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a tough game for a kid with no dad and tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was also like quarters. Remember that where you just like throw, like put your knuckles on
bloody
the ground,
knuckles, bloody
and but
knuckles.
Then it's just, but then you just fucking fling the. It's just the whoever bleeds.
We called it hepatitis coins.
Just dirty, dirty quarters.
It was called bloody knuckles. There was a few different versions. You could play it with a playing card too. Shannon, pull up a video
with
of this.
A playing
We've
card.
Talked about this on the show before. You do it with a coin, typically a quarter, 50 cent piece, and then they came up with the Sacagawea coins when I was in like the seventh grade.
That's not how you say that.
No, I was going to let it go.
Sacagawea. Sacagawea? Sacagawea.
That's closer.
Sacagawea. Shut the fuck. Who cares, dude?
I didn't.
Savages. That's what I call them, savage coins.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. This was me and my fucking friends in middle school.
Yeah, you had to like.
Yeah, and you just flick it, and you're literally just cutting your boy's fucking fingers open.
It's a man's game.
Dude, bloody knuckle tournament at Skankfest?
Yeah, dude.
Man up, dude.
All of those games. Ass. I remember even though, like, you would take, like, that kind of a pen, or, like, a Bic pen, and you just go like this really fast on the desk like this, and then as when that heats up, you could, like, I know people who used to give themselves
little tattoos
doing that and shit like that. It really
you brand yourself.
Burn the shit out of people. Yeah. Really is like
people did that with salt in an ice cube when I was in
before phones.
Dude,
like we just did whatever we could do to get, like now people
it was like
have,
a serial killer training ground.
Dude, my son yesterday was playing fucking virtual reality like a painting game where you're just sitting in like a lake and it's a fucking real easel. You gotta dude, and he's just painting, and he's for hours yesterday, he's just painting these things, dude. It's like, what a crazy world. Like, they don't have boredom the same way we had boredom, dude.
We used to make each other pass out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a dude, game.
Like, yeah, dude. Like, let me just fucking pass out. How fun is that? We play football, we'd fold a piece of paper and flick it over each other's fingers.
That was the first fight I ever got in my life was over that game.
Oh, really? What happened?
Yeah, fourth grade. The kid, we were in school. It was like recess was inside because it was raining. I remember this so clear. And the dude flicked his little, the stupid paper thing. And then he thought that I stole it from him or whatever. I had no idea what was even going on. And then he punched me in the back of the head as hard as he could. And then I punched him as hard as I could, which was probably not very hard.
You broke your wrist.
Yeah, I broke my wrist. But I remember hitting him. I hit because he had glasses. And I remember hitting him right like in the bridge of his nose. Yeah. And it was the best moment. It was still the best fight of my life because he stumbled backwards. And he fell like into like a garbage pail in the classroom. So like his butt was in it, but like his feet were out. You know what I mean? Like he was like at like a 90 degree angle, little wedge. It was the coolest I ever felt in my life. And then we both got sent to the principal's office and we cried hysterically.
Yeah.
As you do.
What age was that again?
Fourth grade.
Well, I thought you say 14.
Yeah. My first fight was a very similar thing, but it was in the first grade. It was Jay Mendoza. And he took apart my Legos. We used to hide our Legos behind the radiator.
Radiator.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Chill, man.
Whoa.
Second Jewy Raider.
Something's triggering for you.
The second Jewy Raider. That's what I used to hide behind.
Yeah.
And he came over and started breaking them apart. And then me and him fucking first grade started rolling around the floor, punching each other. And then we went to the principal's office, dude, and he was crying. And I remember I was like, I'm not going to fucking cry. And I wanted to, but I was like, fuck that, dude. And I was like,
wow.
Dude, that was the beginning of like me being me.
Yeah,
first time I was a rattlesnake.
Yeah, dude. First time you cut off emotion.
Dude, I remember I used to get sent to the principal's office so much in elementary school, and it's so fun. Like, I guess they're all like, you see these things in movies and TV shows for a reason, you know. But my principal literally had a drawer full of like things taken away from bad kids.
Yeah.
And he didn't lock
like
it.
Parents and it just positive experiences.
No, it was like knives. Like it was like little like knives and like fucking just toys that they take like
shots,
shattering teeth.
Yeah. that paddle and a ball with a string on it.
Cherry bomb.
But it was firecracker shit like that, dude. And I remember I would just open it and I would just find cool shit and take it home with me. And I found a knife one time. It was like a little fucking like Swiss Army knife. And I didn't want to take it home with me. I felt like that was like too much. If I'm gonna get caught with this knife, it was gonna be a problem. Mm-hmm. So I sliced open this like prison mentality, dude. In the chair, the side of the chair, I sliced open the leather and I shoved it into the chair because I knew I'd be there again and I wanted to be able to play with this knife anytime I was in the principal's office. And I played with this knife for maybe 2 years of my life. I've never told anybody this. This is the first time I'm remembering that this ever even happened.
So you hid a knife in the principal's office.
In the chair.
Mm. In knowing that you would get sent to the principal's office again. Yeah. And then do you want to play with it while the principal was yelling at you?
No, they would leave me in the office. He would come in, and I'd be in the principal's office. It was like my elementary school didn't have a timeout. It was they would send you to the principal's office.
That was like the detention.
It was sort of like,
do you think that guy didn't mean to murder your dad? He just wanted to play with that knife every time they hung out.
Yeah,
maybe. All right, let's take a quick moment and talk about Monthly Knife Club, which I love. This is a great subscription box for knife enthusiasts, or really every dude in the fucking world. Let me tell you something. You put a cool knife on a table in front of a guy, he's going to pick it up. He's going to start playing with it. He's going to start messing around with it, seeing how sharp it is. Knives are awesome, and this is a great gift for that man in your life, or maybe just a great gift for yourself. This is an incredible gift box. Every month they have you covered with brand new, high-quality name brand knives delivered right to your doorstep.
They've partnered with renowned brands such as Bestech, Gerber, QB, Kaiser, Giant Mouse, and many more, and they have tiers to choose from starting at just $25.
You could experience the thrill of unboxing a top-notch name brand knife every single month, so why wait? Join us today and elevate your knife game with the Monthly Knife Club subscription box. Right now, you're going to get 10% off your first box when you use the promo code RAP, so just go to monthlyknifeclub.com, and remember, use that promo code RAP for 10% off. All right, let's get back into it.
But
by the time I was in the first grade, I was already... first grade, I was a good kid, so Mr. Boyce's class... I was a good kid still. I used to decorate her envelopes.
What does that mean?
Oh, nice.
You know what it means.
Sick, dude. Yeah. I used to decorate our envelopes in an amazing double entendre.
Yeah, dude. You know what I did.
Or
dude.
As you pronounce it, double entendre.
I licked her stamps, if you know what I mean.
Double entendre. Yeah.
No, I was a good kid. All right, that was my first fist fight. So I guess I wasn't a good kid. From her perspective, I was like, she knew I was like a little fucking retarded abused kid. You don't realize these things now. Like I was showing up with like dirt on my face and bruises and like fucking scratch marks on me. Oh, and like I would like she would have me decorate her envelopes that she would send out to like her friends. Like I would like draw like clowns and balloons and shit because I was a good artist when I was in the first grade. But I in my mind I was like, oh, I was a good kid. That's why realistically, I was just probably such like an abused little thing. She was like, let me just give him something to do.
Would you
that you have ADHD, so she probably was giving you any project to get you to sit down.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe, would you have ever gotten mad if somebody like attacked one of your parents? Like if another parent attacked one of your parents for seeing like you abused and stuff like that and being like...
I have gotten mad?
Yeah. Or would you have been like... Because at the end of the day, they are your parents, you know? And you're still very young. It's different when you're like in high school. But if you're like a child and you see someone beating the shit out of your parents because they beat the shit out of you as trying to teach them a lesson to not be... Like if you saw someone at James's school...
I get what you're saying. It's like if I saw a parent fucking their kid up, would I step in and start fucking them up? I probably wouldn't start fucking them up. Depending on what's going on, I'd say something for sure.
I'd decorate their envelopes.
Motherfucker. Bad parent.
If I saw that kid again, I would draw a flower on your fucking envelope, shame. You dirty bitch.
I mean, if it's a white person, like I'll say that. If it's a black person, I'm not getting involved in, like, it's too late.
Come on.
It's too late. What am I going to do? You know?
I don't know. Maybe what could have happened, you know what I mean?
If somebody would have stepped in and my mom... Did anybody ever step in and try to get my mom to stop abuse? No, definitely not. Nobody said shit. But that was the 80s, man. That's what you do. People just fucking, especially in like, we were in a poor neighborhood. And I didn't realize how poor my neighborhood was. Benson Street in Rockland, in West Havershire, New York. We my aunt lived at 52 Benson Street. We lived at 54 Benson Street. And I went there recently, dude. It is like fucking really run down.
Can we pull up a Google Street of that?
We did this recently, but you could do it. All right. Well, not that recently. It was a few years ago. You can still pull it up. It's fine. But it's fucking, it's like a grimy, like, it's not.
How great would it be if there's like high-rise condos there?
No, it's not. I went there recently. I drove around just to kind of go down memory lane. And
that's where I used to live. their first house. Yeah.
Before Benson.
35 Memory Lane. Yeah. It was
on the corner of Benson and Memory
Lane.
That
was a nice place. Yeah. That was a split level. Yeah. That was pretty nice.
I always remember it fondly.
Memory Lane. Yeah. A lot of great memories there.
It's so strange when you need. I mean, you don't. It's all you know.
But everyone in the neighborhood, everyone's parents would fuck them up. Like you would hear, like if the kids were fucking acting like, even like the white kids who would bully me, and like they weren't like rich white kids. It wasn't like they were poor white trash kids who were fucking, you know, their parents were alcoholics.
Just picturing
and drug
Nelson
addicts.
From the Simpsons.
That was it. I grew up
just sleep in a drawer.
Frayed denim vests.
It was just 16 kids going, ha ha.
Oh, that looks nice, dude. What are you kidding?
You said 52, right?
Which one was yours?
Benson?
The left
the
or the right?
The one on the left.
You had that giant fucking wraparound porch.
Yeah.
You playing poverty. No, and you had the hole underneath the porch where raccoons can be and stuff.
That's not it.
What a nice place.
You fucking letterly.
You asshole.
Shit.
That's not it. She pulled up another Benson Street.
Yeah, your whole story.
She pulled up another Benson Street. That's the nicest house I've ever seen in my entire life.
You know, when you're a kid and you only have 7 bedrooms, it's tough because you don't have a lot of space for yourself.
Yeah.
What a crazy...
There we go. The left. Yeah. The one on the left was mine. The one on the right was
mine. Were you in the attic ever? Was that... you know a place... Now, it's so funny. It used to be a sign of luxury, but now you know a place is trash if they have the satellite dishes on the on the roof.
That's
right
a
there.
Three-family apartment building. There's 3 families in that one.
Okay.
Attic is a separate apartment. An old lady used to live up there.
An old lady? She had to go all the way up to the attic?
Yeah, dude. She had to walk up. In the back, it was like really steep metal stairs. like in New York City, like
a fire escape
stairs. Dude. And this old lady and her big fat husband would just walk up. So it was fucking hilarious, dude.
That must have been
fun.
Was
there a bathroom up there?
I don't know, dude.
So there were 3 apartments in that house. And then your aunt lived to the one on the right. So there.
Yeah, my aunt lived in the one on the right.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was 3 apartments in her house too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, satellite dishes are like the new teardrop tattoos.
Yeah, they really are.
You got a couple murders under your belt.
You see one, you're like, oh, okay.
Well, satellite dishes back in the day
it was luxury,
and it was, but it was, it wasn't like it wasn't the, it was the satellite dish is luxury back in the day were the size of this table. That was a tiny satellite dish.
Yeah, yeah.
They were huge, dude. Yeah. I remember there was one person on Benson Street all the way at the end of the block who had a giant fucking, I mean, just so massive.
Yeah. They had one of those. It was used to be on top of my high school. Then they had it like when they took it down, it was like next to the school. And towards the end of senior year, everybody got together and put it in the principal's parking spot.
Oh, wow.
It was like a 20-man job. It was huge.
I'm sure.
Hell yeah.
And they threw off the parking for everybody. It was a great day.
We, our senior pranked, we raped the principal's daughter. So it was a way different.
And you did a freshman year, which is really weird.
Yeah.
Did you guys do senior pranks? That's something that Feeney, dude, Feeney is
senior prank energy.
Dude, he has senior prank energy all day long.
There's one thing I love. It's a good senior prank.
Okay. Feeney, in all fairness. I mean this. The other day, my wife saw a video of Sagalo on Instagram.
Yeah.
And went, look, it's the guy who gets iced.
That's if I can make that be his legacy, that'll be the greatest. Yeah, I love a good prank.
What was your senior prank, Feeney? You were at that. Feeney was at the fucking center of his senior prank. He had a voting committee. Feeney.
Here's
loves
the first thing you gotta
prank.
Know about pranks. All right, and I did it a lot in college too. The goal of the prank is to make both parties feel like you're involved in it, and then then you can get your hands clean of both sides. My high school senior prank was that there used to be a. There used to be a food fight every year and the last lunch of the year. And then we had a new principal that year and they said they were going to stop doing it. And anyone who did do it wasn't going to be able to walk at graduation. And I remember like really pumping.
A kid in a wheelchair like, hey.
Yeah. or roll.
Just throwing food to people. Yeah.
So I remember like really gassing a bunch of people, like really spreading a lot of like, I was kind of, one of the people who was like, we got to do this. Like, they can't make us all not graduate. You know, I really gassed a lot of people up. And then the principal was in the cafeteria during final lunch, and it was really quiet. And then one of the kids that I had talked to, who was a bit of a loose cannon, got excited. And I swear to God, dude, it felt stone silent. It was spaghetti and meatballs. He picked it up with his fist and just screamed food fight and fucking launched it across the fucking cafeteria, dude. Everybody watched it, splashed in the middle of the table, goes all over people. And then he like looked around and all of us just went, I'd rather graduate.
No.
Dude, I'm not kidding what I say. This guy got taken out. Like, no. He was like, no. To this day, I never saw him again. He didn't graduate. I don't know what happened to that kid. He literally like looked at me like, now
they take out streakers at football games.
The principal himself. Fucking missiled at him, dude.
He was waiting for this moment, dude. For somebody to try it.
It was the best, man. And then it's such a fun thing. And then in college, it was like, you know, with Jackass and all that kind of stuff and pranks, I had my two roommates were so into pranks, and I kept like being on both sides. I would help them prank the other one, and I never would get pranked. I would do like one of the kids it started so simple. Remember like antiquing was a thing? You throw like the baby powder in someone's face when they're asleep or something like that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So like it started with antiquing, then it raised to we picked the lock of the bathroom while like my like super Italian roommate who was the hairiest person ever was taking like a hot shower, and we got like really finely ground coffee and poured it over the top of the shower. And when that gets into your hair, it was just brewing on it. Like he just brewed in the shower.
If your Italian friend saw the kid in high school throw the spaghetti, you think he would have lost it?
He would have
one tear like a Native American.
And then that caused the other roommate to then move all of his, we moved all of his stuff, all of his, like, everything in his room, we moved out into the hallway during his finals week. So it was just a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, silly pranks.
A lot of fun
nice
stuff.
Yeah. We weren't really a big prank crew. I feel like, you know what I'm surprised? I'm surprised you don't see more of, like, the really, like, just fucking stupid, dangerous pranks. And, like why, like, you hear about, like, people putting Nair in a shampoo bottle at the supermarket. Like, how is that not happening, like, all the time?
I think this generation's been conditioned to think that any kind of aggression is bullying. So kids are kind of, it's like out of the realm of possibility.
I don't even think it's that so much. It is also could be like it's like people just get sued now. Like it's a crazy, you know what I mean? Like when you see those prank videos, I like pranks, but I don't enjoy watching the adult, like those, you know, the guy who walks up to somebody in the grocery store people. And just fucking, yeah, he's like either like throws something at his face and then pretends that he didn't do it.
Or put like a garbage can on his head.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, whoa. And you're like, dude, that's just a guy who's going to beat the fuck out of
you. One of my favorite pranks is, this is black people do this prank very often. They'll go into like a deli and they'll like just open a Snapple
and yell scatter
and take a sip and then put it back. You'll see it on like camera. And they were doing this during COVID a lot, right?
But it's like
they lick the ice cream. Yeah, it's not really a prank. Yeah,
they're just thirsty.
Yeah.
But it like literally, it just makes, like, cause I think it's disgusting, obviously, but it just makes racist people lose their fucking minds.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like so you see a black person, they couldn't even imagine the idea of eating black spit. Like, could you imagine? Like. If you're racist, really racist, the idea of eating a black person's spit is probably like on the top. Like, there we go.
This woman went to jail, by the way.
For this?
Yes.
Oh, she's
this specific
liquor.
Woman. This was during COVID. She went to jail.
She's a savage. Like, I'm not racist and I hate it, but if I was racist, this would hit me on a whole other level.
They legitimately, again, I think if that was the one during COVID, that chick got arrested and went to jail. It's like, why would you put it on camera?
Yeah.
I always like, there was this old Japanese game show or some like, you know, one of those websites that you get to see where it would be like a mob and they would just run down the street while one guy is just standing there and he doesn't know what to do and all their reactions. And usually they start running with the mob or they get terrified. It's very fun to watch. Sometimes they go pick them and they just throw them up in the air four times and then run and then they all scatter in different directions. God, Asians are really good at pranks.
That's that side note stunk.
Whatever side note.
That little thing.
That was another prank.
We didn't like
you it. Lost interest because you're high.
No, I am high, but it wasn't a good fucking prank.
I didn't have a video evidence. Shannon pulled yours up right away. I thought if I stalled a little bit, maybe the Japanese people the mob thing would get pulled
like
up.
It, Shannon,
we pulled up the licking the ice cream thing very fast.
Let's move on.
Is that why Asians usually have strong abs because of pranking?
Yeah.
I like it.
That's very good.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com. YoDelta.com is an incredible sponsor and for a long time has been supporting us, so we love them. They make incredible Delta 8 vapes and gummies that get you really, really high. I'm regularly taking the gummies now. They get me as high as any edibles that I have. It is the edible era in the Luis J. Gomez world. So if you're over the age of 21 years old and living in the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal, you got to get it from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has an excellent mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. But hey, let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. YoDelta.com, promo code GAS. All right, where were we?
Made it all worth it.
Does it live? Does it die? Domestic dispute between a man and a woman. No, a man and a girlfriend's son.
Does it live or does it die?
All right, Shannon, what do we got here?
Okay, so there's an argument. Apparently, So the boyfriend of this chick and the adult son were kind of arguing, and then this is what happens.
Blow my brains out. Oh my god.
No!
Jerkable.
Shoot me, I guarantee you you'll go to jail for life.
Everyone is on fentanyl.
The fact that the mom's pants are around her ankles, really.
Yeah, what is happening?
Yeah, it's hard to be scared of a gun out when your mom's pussy's also out.
Point that gun at me again.
Whoa.
So that guy's in jail, I would imagine.
I know what happens here, so I got to sit
down. Well, I'm going to guess that that guy survived because...
Somebody uploaded the video?
Yeah, that's going to be... There just feels like...
I think he caught it in his teeth, like an old magician.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we just witnessed the greatest magic trick ever.
Rainey?
What's that?
What do you think?
Does he live or die?
I think he lived, and I think that shot also blew his mom's pants back off.
I know what happens, so I give up.
I'm going to say lives. I'm going to say lives.
A little optimism.
It
today.
Seems a little too obvious. If he dies, it seems like, well, goddamn, wasn't that right on the nose?
Yeah. All right. Well, Shannon, can I spoil it?
Yeah.
Somebody died.
Who died?
He had a heart attack, right?
Shannon, go ahead.
So the mother's boyfriend after this, so this guy lives.
He got shot in the ear.
And then as the cops come, they're surrounding the house, and then the mom's boyfriend kills himself.
Oh, wow.
So the shot grazed his ear. He got out. There's a little more to the video where he kind of stumbles outside. The mom joins him outside. They call the cops. SWAT team surrounds the house. Stepdad blew his brains out.
That's every stepson's dream.
Yep.
I mean, also, like, buddy, don't blow your brains out. You just shot him in the ear. It's going to be like, you know, a few months of jail.
Yeah. You're fine.
That's attempted murder.
No, you could say I was trying to scare him. You could say I was trying to scare him.
Yeah, but once a bullet goes, he points it and shoots it. That's just not with the video evidence. Bad aim. Yeah, dude.
That looked like
the end of Goodfellas. I mean,
Ah, shit. Look, I think that I could convince the judge that I was trying to scare him. Like, look, I was point blank. If I went to shoot him in the head, I'd shoot him in the fucking head.
Yeah. Right?
If anything, I should get a reward for my marksmanship.
My merit badge.
I mean, attempted murder, you didn't shoot him in the head. If you fire the gun...
What's his ear on? Oh, it's an the Italian. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow, that's fucking wild, dude. Solid doesn't live, Shannon. I like that. I like you throwing a fucking little wrench into the mix and making us guess, Shannon.
Thanks. I can show you the rest of the video if you
want. Please, let me see.
I'm going to go back to the shot.
Uh-oh.
Is it snowing in there?
No, it's blood, Phoebe.
There's so much dust flying around.
You do look like a little bitch when you say, shoot me, motherfucker, and then you fucking get shot.
Yeah.
Well, wow. There's got to be 20 seconds where you don't know where you got shot.
You're like, am I in heaven?
You just see blood.
And there's adrenaline, yeah. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's terrifying.
R.I.P. pop up.
I'm so glad I live in a place where people just don't carry guns. I could be a fucking real dickhead on the road. It's awesome.
You ever have anybody pull a gun on you on the road?
Just a cop. Not on the road, but I've had cops pull guns on me. That's it, though. Never had. Have you had a person pull a gun on you?
No. Yeah. The scariest gun shit was I heard my sister shot. In like 94, like my dad picked me up from work and we had just gotten out of the car. And a few blocks away, we heard a girl screaming. And we were just like, what the fuck was that? And we saw two kids like running past. Oh, black guys. And then we went in the house. And
they were fast.
Yeah, they really were fast. And then we got a phone call like a couple minutes later. And it was just some lady screaming. So I handed the phone to my dad. And it turns out.
It's for you.
My sister. Yes, I hear. I'm going to bed, dude. You deal with this.
Yeah. If you're going to make a whole scene, you can just calm down.
Yeah, and it was my sister had like, she got shot. And then she wandered to somebody's house. And somebody heard the shot. And she was able to give her our phone number. And they called and they got him.
Where did she get shot?
In the abdomen.
Oh, my God.
It went in and out, so she survived.
I've heard that about her.
Right out of pussy. Went right out of her. Lucky she had that pussy, dude.
Yeah.
If she didn't have a pussy, she would have been fucking...
What did she do to deserve to get shot?
She was just walking home from the from like the transportation hub. And
being delightfully racist.
I don't have any money, Edward. And they tried to rob her. All she had was change. She gave them the change she had, and then they shot her anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some cold-blooded shit, man.
It really is, man.
That's some shit. That's like that's what happened with in the scene of Batman. It's like the Batman's parents gave him the shit, gave him the jewels, gave him everything.
They always say that, hey, man, it's not worth getting shot. Just give him your phone and everything. Yeah. Like, yeah, but what happens when they shoot you anyway? Now you have no phone and your shot.
Yeah, dude. Well, they're going to shoot you and then take it. Also, if you're going to shoot me, just fucking shoot me and take it. Well, you got to make me come to the conclusion that I'm giving you everything?
Yeah.
You got to cuck me and then fucking shoot me?
I mean, there's a lot of power to that.
Ah, it does seem awesome. Oh, man, I want to be a crime boss.
Dude, was it here we talked about the really funny bit they did on Teen Titans with Batman's parents?
No, I didn't see it.
They did a thing where they fucked up all the superhero timelines. So whatever, you know, Batman's parents don't die or whatever. And so there's no heroes. And they have to go back in time and fix it. And it really made me laugh. One of the, they go back to when Batman's parents were about to get shot. because she gets robbed for the pearl necklace, and they're about to go into the alleyway, and one of the, I think it was Robin, just goes, "Oh, you forgot this," and puts the pearl necklace on her so that she'll get shot. It was really funny. Because like every origin story, you always just see the pearls hit the ground instead of seeing the shot.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's man. Must be cool to have the thing of like the architect of like a crime boss to be like let people. That's the kind of crime boss I would be. I feel like you'd be like the muscle. You'd be more of like a Capone crime boss where you're getting involved in the murders and stuff like that. I'd be
diving STD.
I'd be yeah exactly. That's more really what I see for Lewis. But I would be I'd be more
of like a crime prank boss.
I get a bunch of Japanese people to run up to one guy and then, as they throw him up in the air they take his wallet.
So see this guy. He we got to teach him a lesson. We're gonna put a cup of water on top of his door.
Look what they did to my squirting flower. They massacred my squirting flower.
Vincenzo sleeps with shaving cream.
When he goes to sleep, we're going to dip his hand in warm water and make him piss the bed.
Did anyone ever do that to you?
I've had people try to do it to me. I don't think that works. I think that's like a prank that, you know.
I think that's an urban legend because think about, you never find a cup that's strong enough to not have the weight of the wrist pull down the cup. And then you just spill all over the place. A bowl.
You can do a big bowl. First of all,
you got a really deep sleeper.
A really deep sleeper who also went to sleep with a full bladder. There's a lot, dude, a lot of factors. Mm. Not going to happen. I am a big fan of, and this I've done, shaving cream in the hand, tickle the nose. Dickhead, look at you.
That's just
fucking jerk off.
You could do that to James. That's just a high quality, fun,
it's a solid
prank.
One, dude. Yeah. And then videotape it and show it to him.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's only fun if you have it on video. Yeah. You know?
I agree. Let's see. Passenger trapped in airplane bathroom for entire flight gets a note from a what does this say?
Oh, I may have cut some of it off. But so the passenger was stuck on a flight. The flight was only 1 hour, 45 minutes. They were trapped in the bathroom for 1 hour. And after the flight crew kind of gave up on trying to let him out, they just slipped a note under the door. And they're like, "Sir, we tried our best to open the door. However, we could not. Do not panic. We're landing in a few minutes. So please close the commode lid and sit on it and secure yourself. As soon as the main door is open, an engineer will come."
Wow. I mean, let me tell you this. There is 0% chance I would remain calm in 1 hour.
You'd freak out.
1 hour and 45 minutes stuck standing. I'm also, like, I think we're pretty much all probably tall enough to where I'm like crook-necked inside one of those things. So if I did that for 1 hour, I would break my shoulder trying to get out of that door before I ever just sat down and just waited to. And then you got to wait for everyone to get off, and then the guys in the vests to come on and start unscrewing the door. No, dude. They're going to get the luggage first. It's going to be a 3-hour process.
No, I would close the seat, sit down. I have my phone with me already.
The door. You're in the
off,
air.
Yeah, jerk off a second time.
Jerk off again, of course, for sure. Do you ever jerk off on a flight?
No.
I have. Yeah.
Really?
Any long flight, just got to get it out.
In the bathroom?
I brought lotion on flights with me knowing that I was going to use it to jerk off. Yeah, in the bathroom, dude. And I'm polite. What I do is I take the napkins and I lay them into the sink. And then I shoot my ropes into the napkins.
Sink.
And then I fold the napkins up. Boom, boom. Shoot it in there.
Give it to the stewardess.
I pass it and slide it under the door. I fold it up, fold it over, put it into the thing. Because if you just, I don't want to shove cummy napkins into the, it's always overflowing with other probably cummy napkins. Yeah. So that's nasty. I'm very polite about what I'm doing with my fluids on a flight.
And how are you? What are you just going off memory? Are you trying to connect to the Wi-Fi to get porn?
You can't get porn on a flight. Wow, you really are an innocent person. You don't even know that?
No.
Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Do you know that?
I didn't know. I've never tried to look.
That's crazy. Am I the only one?
Is that crazy? I think we're learning what's crazy.
I thought it was common knowledge that they block porn sites on flights. Jorge, did you know that?
Well, you're going to use a VPN,
Shannon,
right?
Did you know that?
Not a single person. I'm sure there's a bunch in that chat.
Riz's live chat. Do you know that?
I bet.
Riz's live chat. You know that. You know that. Fuck out of here. Everyone agrees that I'm just a creep. You can't get porn on a flight. So what you can do, though, is you can go to like Google Images, or you could be smart and you could preemptively screenshot your porn before you get on that flight.
Oh, you're premeditated jerked off.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
I know what's going on. If I got a 4 or 5 hour flight ahead of me, dude, I'm not going to not come.
And it's not worth it to just do it before the flight.
I'll do it before the flight.
It's more exciting.
So it's the sexual thrill.
Sometimes I get a headache when I do it.
Yes, yeah, so you get dehydrated up there.
So, something's going on, like, it's up dehydrated. In the air. My feet get sore. I get a headache. It's coming.
Yeah, you're not drinking any water.
Whatever's happening, it's not. It's not how humans aren't supposed to be. Whatever I'm my feeling,
yeah.
That's not the way the human body was designed to be. I'm not supposed to be fucking at fucking 60,000 feet. Yeah.
Wow.
Mile High Club, yeah.
How do you do that with the two people going into a bathroom at once? That's the fun part. It has to be a long flight, though. You can't do that on a flight to Tampa.
I did it with my son's mother years ago. I mean, obviously. Yeah, and it was just like, honestly, just to do it. It wasn't even like, you know.
No one came. No one had fun.
She's never come with me. But she never once had a good time having sex with me, but if I didn't, you know.
She's not coming unless it's a soul plane.
But yeah, it was, I think either she went first or I went second. Like, we were lining up for the bathroom, like, go, you wait, and then you make sure no one's looking. The other person just goes in. You go out separately, and you have a plan. Here's the thing. If you get caught, you have to have a plan in place.
What was your plan if you got caught?
If she was sick, he was helping her.
Yeah, exactly.
Knock out the stairs.
You always say, oh, my chick.
She's sick.
She's really nauseous.
They don't have a camera. They don't have a camera. Yeah. She's sick and tired of not having this dude. Yeah. No, but she...
You know, sit on the toilet seat, her ride you situation. You know,
doggy style. It was a decent sized bathroom. Doggy, wow. I believe. Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah. Never?
I've never fucked. I've jacked off before. My wife was being a real pig texting me. Nice. And I had to go take care of it.
Nice. Shannon, no Mile High Club, right?
Nope, never.
Would you?
Some guy just got arrested for that. For like propositioning the flight staff to like go be in the Mile High Club, like in The Wedding Singer, he got arrested for doing that.
What a pussy!
It's like, I think that's like assault. Now.
Sir, I have to serve the beverages.
yeah, exactly. Billy Idol comes out of nowhere and pushes a drink card into him.
I mean, what? I just think,
yeah. Shake it all fish.
Let your freak flag fly a little bit. You know, if you're not hurting anybody, just a proposition ain't gonna hurt nobody. A little proppy prop. Come on. I proposition Shannon every time I walk in this place.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Even when no one's around.
She's crying.
No, she loves it. Shannon, if I stopped giving you attention, wouldn't you want to kill yourself? Wouldn't it be a sad existence? Wouldn't you feel old and dusty and unattractive?
Yes, that would be the sad experience. Yeah.
You know what? I bet the flight attendant that told on him was gross, too. I bet a hot flight attendant would take it in stride. I bet it was a gross bitch.
What about the other way around, though? Wouldn't the hot flight attendant be like, how dare you? And then the ugly one be like, you know what? This would have made me feel young again.
Hot chick would have slid up like water on a duck.
I don't know. You got to proposition one of the older ones because she's not used to it. And she feels like
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
She's being pushed out of the skies. So.
Oh, shit. Crackpot Whispers back. Nice. What's up, Crackpot? How you feeling? How was your time out? Did you enjoy
the principal's office? He's just been playing with a knife.
He's got a knife in his own chair.
We're going to give away tickets here at the top of the hour right now. We're giving away a pair of all access.
Top of the hour.
VIP pre-sale passes, 573 gas line. It's going to be 1 o'clock. We're going to open up the phone lines. What do we do? Caller number what? That's fun.
75.
That's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
371.
No, we'll do. I'll announce here at the top of the hour. Not yet, Shannon. The phones are going to start ringing now. But just be prepared. 573 gas line. We'll do caller number 10, Shannon. Okay, but you have to answer each one. I want to hear it on the air.
If you're
hi, you're caller number one,
dude,
fucking
do you remember
loser
that
bitch.
When you would like call radio stations, Z100, you were a kid, yeah. Z100, and they'd be like, they would just busy. Then you finally get through, 89, click, and you're like, no, not yet. You try to reason with them. Be like,
you can change my life, please. All I want to do is see Paul Abdul, please.
I need those Smash Mouth tickets.
Yeah, dude. I used to win tickets all the time on the radio. Z100, 92.3 K-Rock, all the time.
You can only win once a year.
What were the best tickets?
That's
you
not
got?
True.
Part of the rules, they say it ahead of time.
Two things. Number one, now that you work in the business, you know that it's just some fucking. There's no way they're tracking any of this shit. They don't actually give a shit. That's number one. Number two, my mother would win all the time. Me and my sister would win all the time. You had to be 18 to win. So we would win and we would give my mother's name, my uncle's name, my aunt's name, whoever's name it was to be able to get the tickets.
Sure.
And it was the fucking 80s or 90s. That was just that. But we literally won Madonna tickets, Paula Abdul tickets, Poison tickets. I don't remember what else.
Did you go to all these?
I went to the Poison concert. My sister and my mom went to Madonna. We were on our way to Paula Abdul. My mom fucking Jedi Knighted me. And now that I'm a parent, I know how this works. You can just outsmart a kid very easily and convince him that they don't want to do the thing that they really want to do. We went to the movies. She was like, wouldn't go seeing Dick Tracy be so much better? And I was like, oh, Dick Tracy rules. Fucking idiot. It's like, I'll buy you candy.
Why didn't she want to go see Paula Abdul?
Because it was, we had to go to Nassau Coliseum.
Yeah.
On Long Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like it's a whole to do from Rockland County to Nassau Coliseum.
That's bridges and
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah. Do you think she sold the tickets?
No. She didn't. We were in the car on the way, and she convinced me to go to the movies instead.
Hmm. Did you like the movie?
It wasn't Dick Tracy. We saw Dick Tracy with a guy she was fucking. I remember that. And I didn't like Dick
Tracy. It was very distracting theater, I tell you that.
You didn't really understand kids back then. Like, they would put these fucking, like it's like, who is this for? Is Dick Tracy for kids? Is it for adults? Is it for my grandson? For an adult? For, like, an old person? Like, an old person, like, crimey fucking...
And plus, all the villains in it look like me. They're terrifying. Like, they're not fun to look at.
Madonna was in it. I was like, I don't care.
They got kids into it because there was a big McDonald's push. It was all over the McDonald's merchandise. And kids, for no reason, wanted to see it.
Yeah, but that was like, honestly, I don't think anybody really gave a shit. I bet Dick Tracy was a box office failure. Look that up, Shane. I bet it was not a box office success. Because they would have come out with a Dick Tracy too, right? They probably paid Madonna a bazillion
dollars.
They'd
be more Dick Tracys.
No.
Not Dick Tracy, but they've remade Dick Tracy. There's no way there's only one Dick Tracy.
Hey.
Hi.
No. They didn't.
Whoa.
There was a Dick Tracy cartoon that I actually kind of enjoyed from like the 60s.
So they remade it.
No, I'm talking about the movie, the Dick Tracy movie with Warren Beatty playing Dick Tracy and Madonna, who was actually,
she was fucking
the giveaway. Yeah. It was that Madonna was no face. Flat top.
It was the 9th highest grossing film in 1990.
The confidence in Rainey was like, it did very bad.
No, wait, I'm thinking of Ishtar. That was another Warren Beatty movie.
Ishtar. Good.
Hold on. 9th highest grossing movie of what, though?
In America in 1990.
In America in 1990.
When movies were at an all-time
high. Give me the top 8 movies.
Number's got to be Batman, right?
That's 89.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
1990 top grossing movies. I want to hear them, Shannon.
Hold on.
2 minutes. We're giving away a pair of passes, guys. All access VIP presale passes exclusively to subscribers here on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you guys very much for subscribing.
Okay. Number 8 was Driving Miss Daisy.
Wow.
7, Die Hard 2.
All right.
6, Total Recall.
Okay.
5, The Hunt for Red October.
Wow. Saw it.
Good year.
4, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That one, saw that in the theaters. Yeah. That might have been what my mom took me to see instead of I saw that with Joey Celentano.
3 was Home Alone.
Oh my god. What a great year for kids.
Dude, movies were, you didn't make a movie unless it was a fucking banger back then. Now we have so much content. Now there's a lot of shit that just comes out. There's all these streaming platforms. Like, they were like, dude, we're going to release 20 movies this year, and they're all going to be fucking, it's what everybody's going to do. Everyone's going to see these movies.
So what did better than Home Alone?
I bet Ghost.
Number 2 was Pretty Woman, and number 1 was Ghost.
Wow.
Ghost
and Pretty Woman.
Yeah, but Luce, you're also forgetting for all these movies, there's movies that got fucking stomped out by those hits. Like, guys, we just talked about Batman. Everyone's like, oh, that weird album, UHF bombed. Yeah, it came out the same weekend as Batman.
Right.
And no one saw it.
Yeah.
It took 10 years for people to see that movie.
Well, that was like a big part of the marketing back in the day is like, what release date is your movie coming out? It was part of the strategy. Yeah. You got fucking killed by like a big movie. You're like, it's over.
Jack Black still talks about, he thought the Tenacious D movie was going to ruin his career. It came out the same weekend as like Mission Impossible or something?
Well,
like?
I saw Tenacious D at Madison Square Garden the week the movie came out.
Uh-huh.
And it was their fake apartment from the show.
Yeah.
And Kyle was reading the paper, and whatever movie it was, he's reading the paper and goes, a lot of people saw Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, he really thought it was going to ruin his whole career.
Yeah, I mean, dude, back in the day, going to the movies was such a fun experience. Shannon, not yet. The phone lines are not open yet. Not open yet. Don't call until I say. Going to the movies was such a fun experience. It was genuinely just like, it was bigger than, I mean, it's because we were kids, but like,
people still went to the movies.
It's kind of coming back in a weird way because you know what they did? They made it expensive. You actually called this a long time ago, Zach. You said something along these lines, and now it's what's happening. It's an expensive thing. So when me and my girl go to the movies now, it's not like, oh, just a cheap date night, cheap movie night. Like, we go to the movie theater where you can get dinner and drinks, and the tickets are $30 a pop, and you pick the seats, and they recline, and they massage you, and they're heated. They have, like, they're popping up all over the place. Maybe people still just do a cheap movie still, but I feel like it's much more of an event now. Movies are only in the movie theater for like 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Or they come out the same time as they are on Netflix or HBO. And yeah. Like, what is the incentive?
But the incentive is if it's a big enough movie and like a fun enough movie for like the theater. Like, there's certain movies, like I saw that movie back in the day. What's the one where they went to space?
All of them? Star Wars, fucking Spaceballs,
right? Apollo 13. Like,
yeah, Armageddon, Deep Impact.
No, none of those.
Name the other 78 that are in space.
No, we're getting there.
One with Harlan Williams, I think.
Yeah, the guy gets pussy because he saves the world.
Yeah.
No, come on, guys. The one where, did Frank just say it in the Race of Life chat? Is it Gravity? Is Gravity the one that came out?
Medea Goes to Space.
Yeah. Gravity with Sandra Bullock, the spinning around. That was.
Yeah, I saw that shit in IMAX 3D.
Yeah, it's a good time.
And
3D sucks ass, and that's
I
go.
Hate 3D.
3D is a failed experiment.
I will say that movie, seeing it specifically in IMAX 3D, was fucking dope. Mm. Once they get virtual reality down, and once they blend the platforms of like watching content and experience it, that, because I fuck with my son's virtual reality now, right? And it's pretty fucking sick. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But once they go, once your experience is, you know, there's a new fucking, you know, whatever, there's a new Avatar movie comes out, mm-hmm. and your experience is the perspective of like a character in the movie, and you're in it. Like the whole, like, and the way you turn is a different experience. Like, you can re-see a movie like so many times and you see a completely different thing. You go, like, it's pretty fucking wild where it's going to go.
That would actually be pretty sick if they start remaking old movies, even like older stuff, with things where you can play different characters. Like, you could go be,
or choose your own adventure. Like, you pick the movie and like you have a whole different experience. You see this movie however many times because this time you're going into the fucking cave,
dude.
But you're really experiencing it in a fucking much more wild way. It's not a game, but I guess we're talking about a video game right now.
But no, you pick the character on Titanic who gets fucking, that giant pillar lands on him that is just like, he has no context, he doesn't know who Rose or Jack are, he's just like there with his family, and all of a sudden he's like, no,
he's just floating on his own board.
Yeah, it's just 2 hours of silence followed by death, you know. Yeah.
573 gas line caller number 10 wins a pair of all access pre-sale VIP passes. This includes the kickoff party, which is very, very difficult. These tickets do go on sale today at 2 p.m. in 1 hour, guys, so make sure you guys get them at yokratom.com/skank. Fest.
Do they have to say something fun like "Show me the money" or something?
No,
when
they
don't.
You have to say Mike Feeney's gay.
That's actually not how you get it.
That's
it
a fun way. It's a fun way to do it. 573 gas and caller number 10, Shannon. So put them through.
Okay, but do you want me to put each of them through?
Well, I want to hear you
oh,
tell
perfect.
Them they're
That's
caller
much
number one.
I like that better. Okay,
and you can just, we'll keep on
and
talking.
Let's hear their reaction.
Yeah, I want to hear their reaction.
Up on
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear your loudest N-word.
Wait, you want to hear their reaction to each one?
Yeah. All
right, then that's going to take a little bit extra.
No, then never mind.
Okay,
so just put on speakerphone. Can you do it like that? So then we can hear it there through the microphone.
I don't know if this has.
And can you kind of falsely trick each one into thinking me like caller? Number one.
Yeah, you gotta make it fun.
Can Jorge do it then? I'm not gonna be fun.
This is a huge power.
You're going to Skankfest if you buy tickets.
Yeah. You'd be going to Skankfest for free if you were calling three more from now.
Okay, 573 gas line.
I'm gonna answer the first one.
Go ahead. I wanna hear it.
Hi, you're calling number one.
Shannon, I wanna hear his reaction.
You said we're not doing that.
Yeah, I want you to put it on speakerphone.
It doesn't do speaker.
I want him to be like, fuck.
No.
Yeah, I want to hear speaker. That. I want to hear, fuck me, fuck my ass.
Right, I'm going to have to transfer.
Shannon, you say that.
Transfer.
All right, transfer him to me then. Transfer me then. I don't give a shit, dude. Let's do it. Transfer him to me.
Hold on.
Shannon's like working in a dental office. Please hold. Operator, please hold. Old switchboards.
Baby game jealous. Baby
That's
James
what we call
jealous.
Shannon. Old switchboards.
old switchboards in the booth.
Old switchboards.
Number two. Hi,
Indian
you're
name.
Calling number two.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
You're caller number two, you faggot. Hang up on this bitch.
You do need to hang up on them pretty
quickly. Yeah, you
got to
hang up pretty quickly, Shannon.
But. Are you picking? Let me ask you this: are you picking them in the order they called, or are you just picking random people and being like, I've decided you're caller number 4.
Just keep calling, guys. 573 Gasline.
She's like, we actually have open
lines. Are the
lines
busy?
It's just the same guy called back 10 times.
Lewis, yeah. Have a screening for Dick Tracy for all the people that don't get through.
Caller number 3.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's
I'm
up,
calling
dude?
Number 3.
You're calling number 3. You heard Shannon. Yeah. Shannon, you're ruining it.
Oh, you said,
Shannon.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Shannon, you're fucking, you do that, and then you can tell him it's caller number 3, okay. So then I don't have to tell him it's caller number 3, all right?
Okay.
I have a question. Can I tell my fans to kill themselves, or is that going to be a to-do?
It's going to be a to-do.
You think so?
Because if one of them does caller. It, it's...
Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey. How about go be a good parent to your kids in the background instead of calling for tickets, caller number 4. Click.
Let's all do one.
Okay, sure.
She's going to cut that kid's head off.
Yeah. You just hear, Mommy!
I don't want to take a bath tub, Mom! Okay.
Hello? You there?
Hello?
Yes, you've won! Nothing!
Suck my dick, caller number 5! Eat a dick!
This should have been the entire show.
I'll do this. You know what, Shannon? Caller number 100 is winning.
You got your next one.
Hey, guess what? You're going to Skankfest, is what I'd be saying if you were 4 calls from now, fecka!
Randy, you want to take the next one?
Yeah, let's do it.
This fucking rules, dude.
Good.
Hey, what's up, man? You ready to go to Skankfest?
Hi, yeah.
Well, guess what, faggot? You're not going.
Yes! You're not going! What was that, caller number 7 or 8?
7.
That was 7. Nice. This somebody said we're all listening live. There's a fucking delay, pussy bitch.
Yeah, it's like a 10-second delay.
Asshole. There's a delay. Hey, what's going on? Hello? You are the winner.
No way.
No, you're right.
No way.
Yeah, we're kidding. I'm kidding. You won
Suck
nothing.
Dick.
What was that?
8. That was 8. Okay. Yeah. Nice. Two Ready? More callers, guys. This is fucking great.
Caller number 10 is the next person.
Hang up. All right.
Dude, the fun is hanging up on them quickly when you're like, hang up.
Dude, I love it. This had to be so much fun for interns at Z100 in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, yeah.
It fucking rules.
All right. Next one's actually the winner, then.
Next one.
Guess what?
No way.
Guess what?
Caller number 9?
You're caller number 9, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just kidding. You're number 10. We're fucking around. You're number 10.
That was so we were thinking that was number 9 and Jorge hung up on him.
Oh, no.
That was number 9.
Yeah, it was
no,
9.
No, it was 10.
I no, think it was that 9. Was 9. You were 8.
That was 10.
And I'm pretty sure it was 9.
I told
so
mine
it's gonna be
nine.
The next one.
Oh my god!
No, next one, are we
no,
good with this?
You were 8, and you told him he was 9.
Yeah, you said it's gonna be the next one, but that was actually 8.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's true. Really? Are really?
I'm pretty sure it's true.
Yeah, he's gonna come in here with an AR-15.
Yeah. All right, next guy. Let's call him.
Oh Jesus.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
You're actually the winner.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. No. You're caller number 11.
No,
I'm
you
kidding.
Won, dude.
You won, but we don't know. But you actually might be caller number 11. We have this on tape. So caller number 10 is going to be fucking livid if it's actually caller number 10.
I'm pretty sure this is 10.
Me too.
We're pretty sure you might have won.
We're pretty sure you might have won, dude.
You won.
Here's the thing.
Seriously?
If you didn't win... The guy who actually won has to fight you, has to find you and take the tickets from you physically. Because you got the tickets, baby boy!
Hell yeah.
What's your name, man? Where are you calling from?
Chris. I'm in Illinois.
Somebody said they can't count to 10, LOL. Come on, don't be assholes in the racist live chat.
I'm trying to have fun.
Chris from Illinois?
Yeah.
Chris, have you been to Skankfest before?
I have not.
Hey, can you actually use the tickets September 26th through 29th, 2024?
Yeah, I can.
Who are you going to bring with you?
My buddy Matt.
Your buddy fucking Matt, dude.
Great.
Yeah.
More dudes.
Yeah, more dudes. Well, Chris.
Just what we wanted.
Chris, I'll tell you right now, you're going to have a blast. We're doing things this year that we've never done before. We're going to put you on hold here. Shannon's going to get your information. You officially are going to Skankfest before anybody else. I'll tell you right now, what a treat. What a great time to be a subscriber to the Gas Digital Network. Look how excited they are. Is that your buddy in the background?
That is, yeah.
That's your buddy. Oh, wow, good dude. Friend, you guys, what, you guys are fucking real losers.
Yeah, he's fucking
just hanging out together in the afternoon.
Out at noon.
At noon, listening to the Real Ass Podcast.
And by the way, excited part about this, flights are included.
That's
in this
not
prize.
True. Stop saying that. There's no flights included. There's no hotel included. You got to get your own accommodation. But they are.
Don't get stuck in the bathroom.
Yeah. You get the kickoff party. You get all access passes. You get it's just a party the whole weekend, Chris. You're going to have the best time of your life. I promise you.
Fuck yeah, man.
Hell yeah, doggy. Fuck yeah. Put him on hold. Get his information,
Thank you.
Shannon. Good stuff, guys. Good stuff. Wow. That's nice. Get to make people feel good.
Yeah. I liked making a bunch of people feel bad and then ending with making one person feel
that
good.
That's pretty fucking nice.
That other person is...
It's like Lewis's relationship history.
That person who we thought won and didn't win is for sure like end of Texas Chainsaw, like spinning around in the middle of the street screaming right now. he's so furious.
He's punching a baby.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about a lot of the things we're doing at Skankfest this year. You know what I want to do?
What's that?
Rainey?
What?
I want to do a comedian... jiu-jitsu tournament.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
I thought we weren't allowed to
do that. Purple
belt
or below. No, we could do anything but box
each
other.
Purple belt or below.
Purple belt or below.
Yeah.
You gotta have a tier.
I'll give Butterly his chance to get his victory back against
Ooh,
me. I got back to jiu-jitsu this week again. I'm fucking...
I can tell, man.
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I'm lit on it right now. I didn't skip a beat.
I'm sure you did.
I didn't.
You can't.
So there's guys in the class, like I know the guys. I haven't been there in like a year and a half. And there are guys in the class who have just been training, who were blue belts and now have purple belts, who, you know, just gotten blue belts and now they're three or four stripes on their blue belts. They've been training for a while. You don't want to talk about what happens on the mats, but I'll just tell you right now, I didn't skip a beat.
Okay.
I didn't skip a beat. I did pretty good.
You're exactly where you were a year and a half ago. You didn't skip a beat.
No, but these guys did progress and got better, and I was still able to handle myself in a way where I didn't feel like I didn't lose any of, like, the muscle memory from the things that I was doing. Like, you know, I'm a little bit concerned about the knees, but it feels good, dude. My sister's going. My girlfriend started going to jiu-jitsu now. She loves it. She's going to, like, three classes, and she's obsessed with it already. She's going to she's going to be really good.
So. Now, are you going to go 100 miles an hour leading up to Skankfest to win this tournament?
I'm going to roll 3-4 days a week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just go back and do it. It feels really good. Are you still in jiu-jitsu, Feeney?
Yeah, I just had a month off. I just got literally x-rays yesterday from what I thought might be a broken rib. I don't know what's going on with that. But
yeah, the ribs, that's just a natural.
Just
dude, I
don't
popped
know
my rib. When I first
to
started
do.
Doing jiu-jitsu, I popped my ribs. You can feel this rib right here. Feel it right here, Zach.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally.
Oh, yeah, that's not the right
poking,
spot.
It's poking out, dude. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I just don't know how this will ever get better.
It doesn't.
Like, gotta take it out, man.
I took a month.
Yeah, like Marilyn Manson. Yeah. Start sucking your own dick. It's the only way.
I'm like, all of a sudden, I feel great. No, I. It's been like a month. I don't know what to do. Every time I go back, I'm like, oh, it doesn't hurt anymore. And then immediately after rolling, I'm like, and it hurts again. But I liked it. Yeah, very obsessed with it.
What rank did you get to?
I only have a stripe. On the white belt.
I'd wipe the floor with Feeney.
What'd you say?
I'd wipe the floor with Feeney.
Yeah, of course. You've been doing it. You're a blue belt. They've been doing it years.
Yeah.
That's not saying anything.
I'll eat you alive.
Okay, well. Better watch out, though. I got very sharp forearms. I'll get you in a choke. I get your back, it's over, dude.
Stabs me with his fingers.
Ding, ding, ding.
I really did miss it. It puts wear and tear in your body in a different way.
You got hit by a car every fucking time.
Every time, my hand.
You gotta wear knee pads, dude.
So I'm wearing knee braces. I have decent knee braces. I'm looking at that Anaconda knee brace that Joey Diaz advertises. People say that one's really good. I asked him. He said it's actually legitimately great. So I'm thinking about maybe getting that.
You tape your fingers up?
I don't tape my fingers up, but my hands are always crunched up from fighting. And I go in the gi for the most part. Mm. So it's always just gripping the whole time.
That's what I'm saying. I like it just makes me bleed because it just, the breaking grip things is just is like spraying blood.
You're just, look, I boxed leading up to the fight we did at Cornville Combat. I was boxing a lot. I was sparring 4 or 5 days a week. I was in the gym almost every single day. And it's very tough. It's a very tough sport. But jujitsu is just, it's, you're just going into it going, even if I'm kicking somebody's ass and I'm doing great, my body is kind of being wrecked.
Something always hurts.
You see your knees get a little rickety and your shoulders are a little bit jangy and fucking your fingers are always in pain. Your toes feel like you're stubbed always.
And it never ends, so you'll never have fully enough time to heal.
Look, there's scratches because my fucking training partners didn't cut their fucking nails enough. Like, it's just, that's just naturally part of what it is. And you have to accept that. And
it's a hell of a workout, though.
It's a hell of a workout. It's just legitimately, it's the only thing that I've done that feels like a superpower. That feels like, if I was getting into a fight in the street, I would know some shit where, like, if that guy didn't know it, I could really handle myself.
Right.
Whereas boxing doesn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to, things have to line up, especially because every fight after like 10 seconds goes to the ground pretty immediately.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, it just depends. We talked about this recently. It's like, you don't want to go to the ground if you have two or three guys that are coming at you, or you're in a bar fight with a bunch of people. You know, you want to be able to handle yourself standing. But with jujitsu,
that's what I do in Muay Thai. It's great.
When I'm doing Muay Thai or when I'm boxing, I feel like a fraud. When I was boxing and training for that fight, I'd be boxing against, and the whole time I'm going, oh, this guy doesn't know jujitsu. I could take him down and I could choke him out pretty fucking easily. And this seems kind of silly. All right, whatever. We're going to wrap this one up. I got to go because I got to get back to do the Legion of Skanks Friday Night Hang pre-tape. Usually I would do a longer show today, guys. I love doing the longer shows lately, but I got to get back to Jersey pretty quickly. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Friday with an exclusive episode of...
And live.
Yeah, we're doing live because we didn't pre-tape. So live Real Ass Podcast on Friday. Make sure you guys tune in and make sure you guys go and buy those tickets for Skankfest today, those pre-sale tickets for the kickoff party and all that shit.
Remember, 5 p.m.
2 p.m. Eastern. All right. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.